so happy to have him right now on the My Country Hotline, performing tonight with Rascal Flatts, of course. Joe Don Rooney, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, man. It's good to be on with you.
Yeah, well, listen, I mean, Rascal Flatts in Long Island, and currently you are in Long Island. What does a guy like you do in a hotel room on Long Island this early?
Man, I just get some coffee, try to wake my butt up first, you know, and then just look out at this beautiful landscape and see all the beautifulness here.
It's great to have you here. First of all, how are the kids, man? You got the newborn. How's the family doing?
Family's doing great. Jagger's 2.5 years old now, and he's just a bundle of energy. It's just amazing to watch every day. And Raquel is 5 months old. Just life couldn't be better. They just make life that much sweeter, you know. Babies are just the best.
So awesome. Now, you know, Rascal Flatts, we know you've been together 10-plus years, but, I mean, 2005 was the year for you guys. You really, I mean, talk about a crossover with Bless the Broken Road, What Hurts the Most, and the American Idol thing with Carrie Underwood. Do you feel like 2005 was your year?
Yeah, I think 2005 was a big year for us. We definitely transitioned. Like you said, it was like a mainstream thing that kind of happened with Rascal Flatts, and it was a blessed year for sure. I think American Idol was a huge deal for us. We crossed over to a new fan base and a much larger fan base than I think we probably ever could have without that show, and we just appreciate so much Carrie Underwood wanting us to be a part of that with her. And yeah, it opened up a huge door, and from there our shows just started really taking off, and they had a lot of things kind of fall into place through the years after that. And, man, it's been 10 years. It's been an amazing journey, and we're really excited about the future, too, though. We're really ready to come out and just rock the good people in New York and have a good time with them, and hopefully they'll want to come back again next year, you know?
We love it. Joe Don Rooney of Rascal Flatts with us. And I read something. You don't know what to believe on Wikipedia, but is it true that you were asked just to sit in with the guys back in the day, and that's how you ended up joining them?
Yeah, that's totally true. You know, Jay and Gary, they're cousins from Columbus, Ohio, those of you that don't know. And they've been in Nashville a couple years before I moved to Nashville. I moved to Nashville in 1998. And, yeah, in 1999, I got a job with Shelley Wright. And Jay, at the time, was her keyboard player. He was her band leader. And for the first few months of that gig, he was telling me about his cousin that he and Gary sing in this club downtown in Nashville's Printer's Alley. And that I should come and sit in with them sometime. And it just hadn't worked out yet to the point, probably in like late January of 1999, it finally worked out. Their guitar player, who normally played with them, couldn't make it. Jay called me on the phone and said, "Dude, we need a guitarist. Can you come down and play? And plus, you get to meet Gary for the first time, blah, 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 blah." And I was totally like, "Yeah, I'll be there, man. I'm like, you know, 10 minutes away." So I got there, set up with them, and jammed with them. And just it was just an awesome gig. I loved everything they did. I loved Gary singing. And from there, the next day, they hired me in the band, and I stole the other guitar player's job, so I had another job, and I was in town. And that's how Rascal Flatts was born, though, in a nutshell.
That's awesome. Joe Don with us. Now, a couple days ago, there was this whole thing about Justin Bieber's haircut and the video shoot. Can you let us in on a little bit of what was going on with you guys?
Yeah, it's amazing that you can be so popular in the world that when you decide to have a haircut, the whole world finds out. That's just kind of silly, man. It's nuts. But that's just where Justin Bieber is right now. That's his world. We did a song with him on his new project that just came out last week, Never Say Never. Just it came out the same time his movie came out. And it's a song called That Should Be Me. And this is a remix album, so he did a lot of songs he's already cut before, but he recut them with new artists or different artists. Like Usher's on there, I think Chris Brown's on there, Miley Cyrus is on some cut, and a couple other people, and then us on one cut. I think there's 8 songs. And so we've been talking about this song for a while that we should probably do a video. And it was pretty awesome, though. He's got quite a little entourage that rolls around the world with him. And so earlier that day, he was wanting to get a haircut, and some of the people didn't want him to, and he put his foot down. He was like, "I'm a 16-year-old kid, and I want a haircut, by God, so I'm getting a haircut." So he finally got a haircut, and it, like, became this crazy, like, Twitter craze and, like, Google craze and, like, went nuts. So, yeah, he cut his hair a lot shorter, but he's a talented kid, man. He really is. He's pretty unbelievable. It was fun to do that with him.
Joe Don of Rascal Flatts with us. He's on Long Island tonight at the Nassau Coliseum. Now, you guys got lucky when you booked your opening act. There was no way of knowing that Luke Bryan and Chris Young would have number one songs right around the time you'd be coming to Long Island. The lineup is amazing because Chris Young and Luke Bryan in their own right could go on tour and do something. So, I mean, the three of you guys, it's insane, Joe Don.
Yeah, you know, we're pretty awesome with our timing and stuff and who we choose to go on the road with us. We pretty much are fortune tellers. Pretty much know they're going to have number one hits, so we just put those people on tour with us. Now, Luke and Chris are awesome, and they're great guys, and they're a lot of fun to be around. They're just good dudes, you know, and they make life real easy out there in the road, too. They're just great opening acts, and yes, they're on their way to being big headliners, no doubt about it, and I see their stars rising and shining real bright in the future. I'm really happy for them. It is pretty cool they both have number one songs just back-to-back, basically, from each other on the Nothing Like This tour. It couldn't have happened any more timely than that. And just hats off to them, man. They're rocking. They're doing great. And yeah, we got about 10 more shows left in this tour.
Our music director and assistant program director, Party Marty, he does the afternoon drive here. He has a unique connection to you guys. Back in August of 2001, he interviewed you and did a lunchtime concert series at the World Trade Center, and you were the last act to do that before the towers fell. You remember that, right?
Yes, we do remember that, totally. And I know they'd shot some footage that day, too, and I've been wanting to try to get a hold of that footage because it's pretty amazing. It was our first time, you know, visiting the World Trade Center area ever. And, yeah, we got to spend the whole, like, probably 3 or 4 hours there that morning into the afternoon. We went into one of the trade centers, you know, where they had, like, catering set up and got to walk through, go to the top and peer out. And the big, for those people that remember, there was a big globe out in the center, like a gold globe out in the center of that area with a waterfall and stuff like that and a fountain. And I remember performing right out in front of that, man. It was just packed with people. It was a beautiful day. And yeah, it's just amazing how time moves on and things like that happen. It's really sad. But it's amazing to see how the country band together, you know, we all got through that together and we've moved on. And here we are in 2011. It's just it's amazing how time flies. But, yeah, I'd like you to tell Marty, man, if he has footage of that or he knows anybody that does, man, I'd love to see that.
I think he still does have the footage. I'll let him know, and maybe we'll bring it to the show tonight. I know we might get a chance to meet you guys. So, listen, we appreciate it. Just give us a little something to whet our appetite for tonight. What are the fans looking forward to at the Nassau Coliseum?
You know, it's so cool we're doing this year with Nothing Like This tour. It's our 10-year anniversary of Rascal Flatts, so we're kind of taking them on a musical journey. We're going to start out with, like, Praying for Daylight and go all the way up to our current single, Why Wait, and also the single that's out now, Won't Let Go, and just take you on a Rascal Flatts musical ride, and you're going to hang on until the ride comes to a complete stop. It's a lot of fun.
Well, can't wait to see you tonight, Joe Don Rooney of Rascal Flatts. Thank you so much for calling in. Get some rest because you're going to need it tonight, all right?
I love it, man. See you guys later tonight.